Well, Brother Bill, thank you very much for such a warm introduction. It's always a pleasure and an honor to be at events with you and to be speaking at events shoulder to shoulder on issues that are as important as the issue that we're here for today. And I want to say to each and every one of you, on behalf of COP, the Committee of Progressive Electors, and perhaps even more importantly, on behalf of the City of Vancouver, I cannot recall ever in all my years of civic activism and civic politics an event I've been more honored to be at, a task I've been more honored to undertake than tonight's event and the introduction of the Cuban ambassador to Canada, Carlos Fernandez de Castro. And I see that Bill, I think, hit the nail on the head. We live in very, very interesting times, very important times. In fact, civilization is moving at breakneck speed, I believe, towards a fork in the road. Global warming is accelerating at a faster and faster pace. Greenhouse gas emissions, even if they plateaued at the rate they are currently at, would result almost certainly in the end of human civilization. And they're not plateaued, they continue to get higher and higher every year. A well-known famous British scientist has recently indicated that the carbon molecules in the atmosphere that for millennia were only 100 or 150 parts per million and are now up at about double that number, 300 parts per million, will probably reach at a minimum 500 parts per million. And that doesn't just mean that it gets a bit warmer here in Vancouver, the tulips come up in February, not March. No, it means that worldwide tens of thousands of individuals are already perishing as a result of massive weather events. And if climate change weren't bad enough, world poverty continues to get worse and worse. The concept of neoliberalism, which was nothing more than a trick by the rich to get even richer, the super rich to become super, super rich, has proven to be an absolutely bankrupt ideology, nothing but a Trojan horse to extract resources, the world's resources, from the developing worlds, their wealth, their natural resources, and their intellectual capacity. And while the environment gets ever and ever worse, and world poverty continues to get worse and worse, we have on the world stage a nation that stands as a tribute, as an inspiration, as a flame for all of us. You know, the other day in Venezuela, Hugo Chavez pointed out that if you happen to be a cow living in Europe, each and every day your four stomachs receive a daily subsidy from the European Union, a daily subsidy of about $2.20. More than what hundreds of millions of citizens on this planet survive on. Hundreds of millions of citizens surviving on less than $2 a day. Well, let's take a moment to take a look at Central and South America, where last year there were hundreds of extrajudicial executions. Hundreds. Not one of them in Cuba. Worldwide, tens of millions of citizens died of starvation. Not one of them Cuban. Hundreds of millions of children living on the street. No home, and I'm embarrassed to admit, in nations far, far richer than Cuba, in fact, some of them living here on the streets of Vancouver, and not one of them Cuban. Cuban is an incredible inspiration, and more importantly, proof positive that it matters not just what the total economic output, the per capita It's how that wealth is distributed. And in nations with per capita GDP far higher, extrajudicial executions, people dying of starvation, people living on the streets, and yet in Cuba, none of that, not a single incident of that. With infant mortality, for years, lower in Cuba than any other Central or South American nation. And now, just recently, even lower than the United States of America, with adult literacy higher than any other nation in Central or South America. Friends, Cuba is and has been for years an inspiration, a way, a model, a different way of structuring society. And in the next few months, at the most, the next few years, choices will need to be made. We will work together to ensure that Cuba not only remains that inspiration, but is a model that spreads and is embraced and is replicated in other nations nationwide. We will ensure that the Cuban Revolution remains strong, or George Bush will extinguish that flame. It's very, very important that when we leave tonight, we leave committed to taking on specific concrete tasks, writing letters. Very important, and I'm extremely pleased to have heard about Brother Ken Giorgetti's letter. Federal election, perfect opportunity to do that. I'm very apologetic for the fact that tonight at 7:30, I have to be up at 12th and Canby for a city council meeting. So I don't have the honor of staying tonight, but my partner Penny will be here taking notes. And with no further ado, and with great pleasure and great honor, I'm very pleased to introduce the Cuban ambassador, Carlos Fernandez de Castro. Thank you very much.